So text number 28.
Yes.
Page 46. Treya prabhuro tavid hir vignata tattva sagaraha tushtave virasarena stotrinanina keshavam. Treya, by the embodiment of the three Vedas, prabhudaya, prabhudaha, enlightened, ata, then, vidhi, brahma, vignata, acquainted with, tattvasagaraha, the ocean of truth, tushtava, worshipped, vedasarena, which is the essence of all Vedas, stotrina, by the hymn, anina, this, keshavam, Sri Krishna, enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri, embodying the three Vedas, Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Sri Krishna, the essence of the of all Vedas, with this hymn. Purport: Brahma thought thus within himself, by the recollection of the of Kama Gayatri, it seems to me that I am the eternal maidservant of Krishna. Though the other mysteries in regard to the condition of the maidservant of Krishna were not revealed to him, Brahma, by dint of his searching self-consciousness, became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. All the truths of the Vedas were revealed to him, and with the help of those essences of the Vedas, he offered this hymn to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Sriman Mahaprabhu has taught this hymn to his favorite disciples, inasmuch as it fully contains all the transcendental truths regarding the Vaishnava philosophy. Readers are requested to study and try to enter into the spirit of this hymn with great care and attention as a regular daily function. Magyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. One thing is that when the truth is revealed to Brahma, then his next inclination is to offer prayers to the Lord. And in Narada Muni's teachings to Lord Brahma, he explains that when one is enlightened, there is no greater offering than to give the Lord prayers in choice poetry, of which I'll read the verse. Idam hi vishvam bhagavan nivetaro yato jagatstani niroda sambhava tadhi svayam veda bhavam stathapite pradesha matram bhavatak padarshitam. Idam hipum samstapasa shutasya va swishtasya suktasya tubhuri datayo avichu torta kavibir nirupito yad utama shloka gunar navarnanam. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerity, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. Purport: Human intellect is developed for advancement of learning in art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, economics, politics, etc. By culture of such knowledge, the human society can attain perfection of life. This perfection of life culminates in the realization of the Supreme Being, Vishnu. The Shruti therefore directs that those who are actually advanced in learning should aspire for the service of Lord Vishnu. Unfortunately, persons who are enamored by the external beauty of Vishnu Maya do not understand that culmination of perfection or self-realization depends on Vishnu. Vishnu Maya means self-enjoyment, which is transient and miserable. Those who are entrapped by Vishnu Maya utilize advancement of knowledge for sense enjoyment. Sri Narada Muni has explained that all paraphernalia of the cosmic universe is but an emanation from the Lord out of his different energies, because the Lord has set in motion by his inconceivable energy the actions and reactions of the created manifestation. They have come to be out of his energy. They rest on his energy, and after annihilation, they merge into him. Nothing is, therefore, different from him, but at the same time, the Lord is always different from them. When advancement of knowledge is applied in the service of the Lord, the whole process becomes absolute. The personality of Godhead and his transcendental name, fame, glories, etc., are all non-different from him. Therefore, all the sages and devotees of the Lord have recommended that the subject matter of art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, and all other branches of knowledge should be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. Art, literature, poetry, painting, etc. may be used in glorifying the Lord. The fiction writers, poets, and celebrated literatures are generally engaged in writing of sensuous objects, but if they turn toward the service of the Lord, they can describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Valmiki was a great poet, and similarly Vyasadeva is a great writer. And both of them have absolutely engaged themselves in delineating the transcendental activities of the Lord, and by doing so have become immortal. Similarly, science and philosophy also should be applied in the service of the Lord. There is no use presenting dry speculative theories for sense gratification. Philosophy and science should be engaged to establish the glory of the Lord. Advanced people are eager to understand the absolute truth through the medium of science, and therefore a great scientist should endeavor to prove the existence of the Lord on a scientific basis. Similarly, philosophical speculations should be utilized to establish the supreme truth as sentient and all-powerful. Similarly, all other branches of knowledge should always be engaged in the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same is affirmed. All knowledge not engaged in the service of the Lord is but nescience. Real utilization of advanced knowledge is to establish the glories of the Lord, and that is the real import. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all similar activities are all factually Hari Kirtan, or glorification of the Lord. Idam hi pumsam tapasa shrutasya va shristasya suktasya chabhuti datayo avichuto tar akavibir nirupito yad utama shloka gunar navarnanam. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord who is defined in choice poetry. Would you like to add to that? That's the Narada Muni's instructions to Vyasadeva, and that would be the fifth chapter. And the verse number is 22. Commental?
That purport sounds very familiar.
It does?
Didn't it to you? That's Prabhupada reads from that.
Oh, this purport. Yeah. Yes.
On the Hare Krishna album.
Readers are requested to study and try to enter into the spirit of this hymn with great care and attention as a regular daily function. Yes.
I remember Prabhupada reading that part of it, but I was just thinking, I need to start chanting this every day. And then when you read that today, I was just like, yeah, let's confirm.
You said you were going to start chanting the Brahma Samhita every day?
I was thinking this morning how nice it was, and I want to do it every day. And then when I heard that, I was just like, yeah, it's definitely confirmed.
Brahma, by dint of his searching self-consciousness, became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. All the truths of the Vedas were revealed to him. And with the help of these essences of the Vedas, he offered this hymn to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And it's by dint of his searching self-consciousness, which is the prerogative of a human being, human consciousness, is self-searching. I heard Prabhupada saying this morning that animals, although they have soul, and although they have consciousness, they can't self-search, and they can't inquire about the topics of the Supreme. It's something we hear over and over again, isn't it? I mean, it's a sort of a basic part of the philosophy you hear over and over again, that human life has special facility. But when I heard that and I thought about it carefully, just it's a what a great gift and a boon we've been given to have the human form of life, and that ultimately the only responsibility we have, according to the Shastra, is to make this kind of inquiry. Other kinds of responsibilities are not so important. Relieves a great burden, because nowadays the great burden is more on maintaining the body, how to maintain the body and mind and adjust things so that I'm comfortable. But even Narada Muni, in the same chapter that I just quoted from, gives the verse, Tasyaiva hetu prayateta kovido na labhyate yad brahmatamu pariyata ta labhyatva dukavaranyata sukham. What is the last verse? Last line? Sarvatra kalena gabhira rambasa. So sarvatra means that in all times and places it's already available, the kind of facility for sense gratification. Therefore, one should endeavor only for that purposeful end by which one will understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and not doesn't have to endeavor strenuously for the other kinds of material facility, because they come automatically. Just like distress comes of its own accord, even though we don't ask for it. In fact, we try to ward it off in all directions. When we go door to door, especially in the Indian sections, they have these talismans and all kinds of things hung outside the door. Specifically, you know, a lot of times Ganesh is there. And what's Ganesh famous for? Removing obstacles. So everyone wants to remove obstacles. But do they come anyway? Of their own accord. So similarly, Narada Muni says, just the way obstacles and distress come of their own accord, so similarly happiness, it also comes. And you can't readjust that in this lifetime. It's coming through the momentum of the last life. Do you believe that? So why try to adjust it? It comes anyway. So, you know, why endeavor very, very hard for that? But one should try very hard for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna wants us to understand him. And therefore, there's great victory in this verse that Brahma, through his searching self-consciousness, was able to understand Krishna, who revealed himself because of his sincerity. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. If one has that impetus, sincere desire to understand Krishna within the heart, then Krishna certainly reveals himself. And also, according to one's surrender unto him, because he says, everyone follows my path in all respects, O Arjuna, and I reward the living entity according to his surrender unto me. So, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So it's also our responsibility to surrender to Krishna through the process of devotional service. And practically, what is that? I mean, the way of getting perfect knowledge requires a perfect process, right? I was thinking about the Shruti the other day and how perfect it is. Because I was driving Keshav Bharti Maharaj to the train station in Oakland and had never been there before. There are three possible places where it could be. It could have been at the Oakland Coliseum. It could have been at the Oakland Airport. And then I found out at the last minute it could have also been at Jack London Square. It turned out that the BART station is at the Oakland Airport, And there was a BART station also at the Oakland Coliseum. But the actual train station, where the train starts, is in Jack London Square. I didn't want to have to put him on the BART and then he'd have to change to the train. This is coming to a point. So on the way there, I was in a hurry to get him to the train on time. And I drove by the airport because I thought that's where the stop was. But we didn't see any signs for Amtrak anywhere. So I pulled over to the curb, and there was a police officer walking by. So we called her over, and I said, "Where's the train station?" She said, "Oh, that's at Jack London Square." That's the first time I had heard of that it was at Jack London Square, even over the phone when I bought the tickets. So I said, "Are you sure?" And she said, "Of course I'm sure." She said, "Go down this way, take a left on the 880 freeway, and then you get off at Broadway, and then go to 2nd Street and take a left, etc." She was giving this direction, so I wrote it down. And I still wasn't completely convinced, because neither was Keshav Bardimar. She kept saying, "It must be at the Oakland Coliseum, because it's called the Coliseum Stop or something like that." So then I called Amtrak on the phone while I was driving. I got their 800 number through directory service. And I called them and I said, where does the train start? I don't want the BART that transfers the train. I want the train. And I had the official Amtrak spokesperson on the phone. And she was absolutely certain. I could tell from her voice where the train station started. She said, "Jack London Square." So I was convinced. And then I said, "So I get off at Broadway, right?" She said, "No, not Broadway, Oak Street." I said, "Really, not Broadway?" "No, Oak Street." So then she said, "Then turn left on 2nd Street." So I took the directions absolutely when I heard it through the phone line, because I knew this person, she could have been anybody, but she worked for Amtrak. She was the official Amtrak spokesperson. She's on that line. And I knew I had dialed it correctly. And so I followed it, even though it looked like it wasn't taking me to the right place when I got it off of that exit. I just followed it anyway, and it took me right to the Amtrak station. And I was thinking on my way there that I'm in ignorance, because I don't know where it, I didn't know where it was. I didn't know how to find it. And then I started inquiring and trying to find out how to get there. And a couple of the inquiries I made weren't completely satisfactory. But finally, when I heard that the voice of that Amtrak person who told me precisely where it was, and she was authorized, and there was a quality in her voice also in which she was absolutely convinced and convincing of where it was, I was able to surrender and totally accept what she said, and then I got to the station. And when I did go through that process, I was thinking, this is Shruti. Shruti Praman. Because once you understand where the message is coming from, you understand this is coming from Krishna, coming down through the right channel. Once you know, as Prabhupada used to use the word, channelized. Once you're channelized properly, then you can take the knowledge and be absolutely sure. And this is the quality of life we have in order to advance in our spiritual progress. Advance in spiritual progress is that advance in our spiritual life. We have to be fully convinced that we're channelized properly. And when we hear that vibration that's coming from Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, there's a certain quality to it that is different from any other sound vibration. And it's like when somebody comes from a distant place and you want to know about that place. Well, for instance, if you ask somebody about Honolulu, about Hawaii, and you say, "What's it like there?" And they had studied it in high school, and they did a report on Hawaii. So they studied everything about the Hawaiian history and what it's like there. They'd never been there before, but they studied it. And they tell you what it's like, according to their theoretical knowledge. Or you might meet somebody that just came back from Hawaii, and they still have sand in their shoes and they smell like the beach. And then you ask them about Hawaii and they can tell you very precisely what it's like. But there's a special quality that they have, a conviction, that is different because they've actually experienced it for themselves. So that's what I got when I talked to this woman on the phone. She'd obviously driven that way. She knew the different pathways and explained it. So if we take the perfect process as Brahma did, he took it exactly from Krishna, and his process was, this is a mudra. You know, there's many mudras you can do, like this, and there's a kurma. This is a mudra, which people use universally all over the world. I see nowadays even politicians and, you know, comedians, everybody uses it, like they go like this. But actually it's a mudra for submission and prayer, that I don't know, please channelize me. Let me know what is the answer. And that's the perfect process for knowing. And that's the process Brahma took. When he didn't, he was in ignorance, he was in darkness, he didn't know, so he went like this. And he prayed, please reveal to me the truth. And then the truth is available, as it says in the Bible, ask and ye shall receive. So there's no problem in the world except for me not asking. If I ask, then it will be revealed correctly. So that's one great lesson from this, as Brahma's getting revelation, that it doesn't matter what position we're coming from. If we are submissive and we inquire from the right source properly, then we'll be able to have full knowledge and understanding of the truth. Sri Brahma Samhita Ki Jai.